Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend only costs $155 and has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LS&S, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Do you have a hard time putting in eye drops? Miss your eye and waist drops? Introducing Gentle Drop, an aid that helps you use eye drops with ease. Invented by ophthalmologists, Gentle Drop is a soft silicone sleeve that sits on your nose to stabilize your bottle. In a clinical trial on low vision patients, Gentle Drop improved success with drops and increased independence. Gentle Drop fits traditionally shaped 5, 10, and 15 mil bottles and is washable and reusable. Please see our website, dropbetter.com, for a compatibility guide and more information. Gentle Drop takes practice to get the hang of it. We recommend using it with family, a friend, or eye care provider to give you some guidance. You can purchase Gentle Drop at dropbetter.com or Amazon for $15. Gentle Drop, make eye drops easier.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome to your show. That's right, the hottest show on the radio. We don't talk politics. We don't talk religion. We talk everything else. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. For those folks tuning in for the first time, let's just say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community, the show that's heard all over the world, believe it or not. That's right. We have people listening in Pakistan, in England, in Greece, Canada, as well as the United States. Tonight, if you don't know what you're listening to in the background, that's Connie Francis. The show is all about mamas. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. Thank you for having us in your homes. We have a great show for you tonight. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful, smart, there's not enough words for me to say. My beautiful co-host, my wife, Lynn Golder.
Well, thank you for that beautiful introduction. Appreciate it, Michael.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. And well, that is going to be my big shout out. Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. Well, I'll do the shout outs after. Yeah. So Chris, can you say that in a little bit so we can do our introductions? Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Cool it. And now, all the way from College Park, Florida, the one and the only, well, I believe she's the only, anyway. She tells it all. She says it all. She even dances on the tables when she dances. Our beautiful co-host, Sheila Young.
Good evening, Michael. It's been a long time since I talked to you guys. Happy Mother's Day, Lynn, and everybody out there. I wasn't on for the entire month of April, so it seems like it's been forever.
It's been a while.
It has been. I wish each and every one of you a very happy Mother's Day. I don't care whether you're a mother, stepmother, aunt, you've influenced someone in their lives. You are a mother in one way or another. So thank you.
How about mother-in-laws?
There you go. Yep.
And Sheila, this is an annual tradition for you to be
on
the
show. It is. I'm always on Mother's Day. I have to put everything aside to be on the show.
8 years for this show. You're on every year.
Gosh. Yes, ma'am. Right. So it's a pleasure.
Well, we're glad to have you. I think I'm going to do my shout outs here because I have a bunch.
Wait
here.
A minute. Oh. I didn't introduce our producer.
Oh, the one that was playing Mama?
Yeah. I didn't introduce the man. He's from Chicago, the man who is the producer and engineer, the only one in the studio, the young man named Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, are you there?
Hey, 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 how you doing? Welcome, 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 and welcome to you, and definitely to you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. I'm not going to say Happy Mother's Day to you because you're a father.
But I'm giving a shout out to Nakia, so just hold on, everybody. Right, let me do my shout outs here before we run out of time. So first of all, I'd like to give a belated happy birthday to Nigel Ricards, who is a loyal listener. His birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, Nigel.
Happy birthday, Nigel.
Okay. And happy Mother's Day to Nakia Shaw, Chris's wife, his better half.
That's right.
And yeah. Brenda Hillebrand, our co-host Dave Hillebrand's wife. Happy Mother's Day, Brenda, if you're listening. I'd like to give a shout out to our friend down there in Fort Lauderdale, Sharon Powell. Hey, Sharon. I'd like to give a shout out to Chris Jones in Baltimore, Maryland. And I would like to give a big shout out to my dear friend and co-host, Sheila Young. She is my mentor when it comes to Zoom technology and an inspiration to all of us. Whenever I have a technical problem, I call Sheila.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That just does show you a sighted person calling a blind person for help.
There you go.
See that? So it can be done.
And speaking of sighted and blind, today's theme, more or less, is about blind mothers who face challenges raising their children. So we have some special guests on the air tonight.
Who's pushing me off the chair?
Evie.
Oh, Evie's pushing
me off
the chair.
So anyway, about May is Military Appreciation Month.
That is correct.
Yeah. And then Sheila has to do her shout outs too. Maybe Sheila first.
You have any shout-outs, Sheila Young?
I really don't, other than shout-out to my sister, Patty Cordell, who is just strong.
Oh, let me just say this to those folks that are listening. They say if you listen to this radio show, a listener said this, if you listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, you may learn something. You may listen and you may learn something. That's right. That's what they say. So I hope you learned something today. By the way, you didn't say, what's the flower today?
No, that's for later on. Well.
Oh,
Sheila, should we throw that out?
Is that a trivia?
No, it wasn't a trivia.
Oh.
I would put it out for trivia.
All right, we'll give it out for an extra trivia then.
Okay.
So
we won't say it then. We'll save it for trivia.
Yeah.
So, folks, I thank you for listening to us. For those who've been listening for 8 years, it's been a pleasure talking to you. This radio show has been Lynn and myself's life. We love doing this show. I hope you love listening to the show. If you want to write to us, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Hey, Mike, Lynn, can I give a shout out?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Listen, happy Mother's Day to everyone that's tuned in the Chicago area. I know they're listening because today is my mom's birthday. So happy birthday to my mother as well. So happy Mother's Day and happy birthday.
Happy Mother's Day and birthday.
Happy birthday to his mama.
That's nice.
We're going to have a break.
And they'll be down in 2 months.
Okay. And you'll put them on the air.
Yeah, put them on the air. And right now, we're going to go to break. It's time for a break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Ambutech, your mobile way of life. We're worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. That's right, believe it or not, this is your host, Michael. Hope you can call in. We'd love to hear from you. This is your show, so you can call in. Except you cannot call in when we're talking to a guest. Remember that.
Unless
very important.
It's a relevant question.
Yeah, it's a relevant question. Yeah, yeah. If we say call in to, and we have a person that would like to talk to you, that's a relevant question to the guest, that's a different story. Remember that. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Sheila Young?
Yes, sir.
What do you have to say?
For myself or to introduce our next
I think it would be
first wonderful guest.
Yes, you introduce the
Yes.
All right. I am so excited. I'm going to tell you guys, this woman is one of the busiest women I've ever known in my life, but she made it, put time on her calendar to join us tonight. Cindy Hollis lives in Flat Rock, Michigan. She is a dear friend of mine, a member of ACB, a wonderful mother, grandmother, and she is the membership services administrator for the American Council of the Blind, and a wonderful, wonderful just person.
Welcome,
so,
Cindy.
Cindy, welcome. Thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be here. So,
thank you.
Welcome, Cindy.
Welcome,
thanks.
Cindy.
Hi, you guys. Thanks for having me.
Did you ever know there was a song called Cindy?
There's probably more than one, actually. Yeah.
Welcome, Cindy Lou.
Cindy is huge in karaoke, so she knows everything there is about music. So, Cindy, how did you spend your Mother's Day?
You know, my daughter called me and said, "Hey, Mom, what about going to the movies? There's a movie out, and it's called Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret." Now, when she was a little girl, well, 12, 13, that book was one that her and I read together. I read to her, actually. And we went to the movies with her 9-year-old, so my youngest granddaughter, and watched that movie. And I'm telling you, I laughed so hard. It was a great movie. Audio description. And the best part, I think, was I saw Amelia throughout that movie in Margaret. It was just great. And she knew it too. So we laughed a lot. And then we came back here and had Chinese food for dinner.
Sounds like fun.
So Cindy, you have been blind your whole life, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And how many children do you have?
I have 2 daughters.
And
Amelia,
how many
and
grandchildren?
Amanda. 3 grandchildren all belong to Amelia. And that's what brought me to Michigan. So I live about 3 minutes from them.
And so how challenging was it for you as a blind woman having children? Because you, I know when you had your first daughter, when you were pregnant with your first daughter, you were how old?
I was 23 when I had Amelia, and I divorced their dad when they were 9 and 5. So I would say that, you know, I loved being a mom very, very much. And so parenting wasn't as difficult. That being blind and being a mom was not that difficult. My challenges were around, you know, my marriage was a challenge. And then I was also working for quite a bit of that time of their growing up, and transportation was a challenge, and I didn't make much money. So, you know, financial stuff was challenging, lack of good transportation. I mean, if I could go back and be financially where I'm at today and have access to all the things we have access to today, especially ride share, it would have been a game changer, you know, but I would say that would be probably.
Well, and, okay. So what advice, because I know I hear this a lot with parents, with, you know, the schools, not making the documents and, you know, report cards and et cetera,
mm-hmm.
Accessible for them who are blind. What recommendation would you give to any parent out there now in today's world?
Yeah, try to have a really good relationship with your children's teachers. Don't forget that you are their best advocate, your children's best advocate. And knowledge is power. And so the greater access you have to the materials that you need to have to help your student, your children, the more successful they can be. And even when the internet was still pretty new and my kids were growing up, I would get teachers to email me spelling words and things like that. So I think really thinking through and trying to problem solve and help those that are working with your kids to understand what is going to be best to support you and your kids is really important. So don't be afraid to ask.
And let me, if anybody wants to say hi to Cindy and you're listening, please call 407-894-1680. I know we've got lots of people listening because we have been promoting this all day long. So Cindy, tell us what you're doing now as far as a very successful independent woman living on her own. Mm-hmm. What do you do now?
Not much. Just kidding.
Yeah, right. You are lying, girl.
No, I work as manager of membership engagement for the American Council of the Blind and oversee, besides relationships with our members and our over 60 affiliated organizations, our community platform, which we've held over 13,000 community events via Zoom, and many of them now are also held in Clubhouse, as well as on our ACB Internet radio station, ACB Media 5. And that has been a real honor to be a part of the growth of that platform and the community and get to meet so many people from around the world and watch relationships being built and people just genuinely caring about one another. So that is where I spend a lot of my time, is with the community, and I love it so much. And just I'm always thinking about ways that I can work with folks to try and build it into something even bigger and better. And sometimes I have to slow myself down.
and take time out for a massage or
oh yeah, that's every movie. Other Sunday. That's right. Every other Sunday is my massage day.
So what would you say to blind mothers out there? What is your I mean, your children or your daughters are very grown, but yeah, the young mothers, what would you recommend that to them?
I would say don't be afraid to make mistakes, because every parent makes mistakes, and there is no how-to book for parenting. And so the things that are really important to you when you have a firstborn, the things that are really important then somehow don't become as important the second and third and so on. And don't be afraid to ask for advice and assistance from people. And because even sighted parents have to ask for that. Cindy? So, yes.
Cindy, may I interrupt? We have a caller on the line while you're on, would like to say hello. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, we have Eugene on the line. He would like to say hello to you. Hi, Eugene.
Hey, how y'all doing there? Happy Mother's Day to you ladies.
And thank you, Eugene.
And Cindy, you do an outstanding job.
Thank you.
So does Miss Sheila there.
And thanks, Eugene. Thanks for calling in.
All right, y'all take care.
You too.
Thank you.
So I have to tell you, I listened to a motivational speaker one time. Her name was Sandy Queen, and I loved that woman. I was a PTA mom at the time, and she said, do not read Dr. Spock because he never had kids.
You know, one of the funnest things that I think I experienced is I was, when my girls were young, I worked at our nursery at our church and ended up becoming the nursery director for 3 years. It was a very part-time job, but it was a really fun experience. And, mm-hmm. but when I was working for the nursery and we would do like evening events, I remember one night I was in with the under twos and this one lady, Peggy, had left her little girl with me and she was probably about 6 months old. Oh. And so when she came to pick her up, I gave her the rundown like I would for any other child, like, oh, she had this many, you know, diapers, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so anyway, later Peggy admitted to me that she checked to make sure her baby was clean after she picked her up because I had told her she had had a soiled diaper. Mm-hmm. And she felt so bad and that she doubted. And mm-hmm. so she said, how did you do it? How do you get a baby clean when you can't see? And so this is my pat answer. I'd say I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, but there's always a way, right? So,
yeah. Well, amen. And I have done it before. So.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, Cindy, thank you so, so much. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for asking me to be here.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And good luck with you, with the membership, with your membership.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
And I'm sure we'll be talking soon.
Oh, anytime. Thank you. And happy Mother's Day, Sheila and Lynn.
Thank you.
You too, dear.
All right.
Love you, girl.
I love you too.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
So before we have a couple of minutes to break, Sheila, I just wanted to give a little bit of background if anybody's interested about Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman by the name of Anna Jarvis of Philadelphia.
Hey, Philadelphia.
All right, we didn't ask you. Whose mother had organized women's groups to promote friendship and health. She originated Mother's Day on May 12, 1907.
Oh, wow.
She held a memorial service at her late mother's church in Grafton, West Virginia. And within 5 years, virtually every state was observing the day. And in 1914, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson made it a national holiday. And
everything good starts in Philadelphia. Remember that.
Yeah, there you go. So,
yeah, Michael. Yeah.
So I thought everybody would like to know that.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. So
very cool.
All righty. So, Chris, can you take us to break and then we'll go to our next guest?
We're going to go to break. Going to go to break. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. And if you want to call back, please do. 407-894-1680. You're on the other side of the break.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTO study.com.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live
from the Spectrum Power Studios. We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. That's right. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I got something to tell you. I want you to listen to it very carefully. Independent Living Aids and LSNS is the same, basically, company owned by Melissa. If you need any kind of product for them, well, for the, what are you doing here with my microphone?
I'm putting the mic closer to you. I think you're very
slow. Oh, okay. If you need anything, if you are visually impaired, I get my watches from her. We get a lot of other products from Melissa. And if you need the famous pen, Pen Friend, buy it from Melissa. That's LSNS or Independent Living Aids. And now it's time for Lynn to talk about
my next guest.
Yes.
Oh boy. Oh, goody goody. She's our, not just our guest, she's our wonderful friend. I'd like to reintroduce everybody. Her name is Liz Alexa, and Liz is the president of the Lehigh Valley Council of the Blind in Allentown, PA, a life coach, an author, a mom, and the list goes on and on. Welcome, welcome, Liz.
Thanks, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Same to you guys. How are we?
Hi, Liz. Happy Mother's Day.
I'm getting pushed off the chair.
Yeah.
It's good to talk to you again.
Same here. Same here. Happy Mother's Day to everyone tonight.
And so what did you and Logan and Nacho do today?
I will tell you, and you know, this might sound a little strange to some, but for those who have gotten to know me, know that I'm not the typical kind of person in the way I like to do things. Today was a day like no other, but a day like every day. And the reason I say that is because Logan and I have this connection. Logan is my son. He just turned 19 the beginning of April. And Logan is not only one of my closest friends in the world, but an incredible young man. And Logan makes every day of my life special, makes every moment that we spend together something that I will cherish and that I hold on to. So today was no different than any other day. We laugh, we cry, we give each other hugs, you know, we joke around with one another. And to me, that's what life is all about.
That's special. It's very special.
It is. And, you know, I personally, it's a great day for those who, you know, like to support Hallmark. and go for it. And I love the history that you shared with it. But I also am of the deep belief that we should be celebrating not only mothers, but fathers and one another and love every single day. I don't set one day aside out of the year for those specific things. I do lean on that every day very strongly.
That's a great outlook.
Yes, it is.
Very, Liz, you're always so positive. You're just amazing.
Well, thank you. I am her royal blindness, you know.
That's right. Well, before we go into
her royal blindness, maybe you can tell me what to do about this dog, especially with the chair.
I have a question about those stuffed pickles.
Oh, my friend.
You need to tell Sheila that. I don't know. Maybe Sheila would like those. Tell Sheila that recipe.
All right, Sheila, are you ready for this deliciousness?
You do know I am the recipe queen, right?
No, I did not, but I am the pickle queen. So we go.
Okay, well, I'm not a pickle queen, but I am the recipe queen.
Well, for those who do love pickles, I took a giant pickle and I sliced it in half the long way. Uh-huh. And I scooped out its guts and I ate the guts because that's my, you know, well, it's pickles, so I got to love it.
Right.
And then what I did was I took a whole brick of cream cheese and I softened it and I squished up some fresh garlic. I squished up some dried dill, some freshly crumbled bacon, some shredded cheese and fresh dill pickle juice into it to, you know, water it down a little bit, so to speak, make it a little looser. I packed those little pickle boats filled with that mixture, and then I topped it with more cheese, and I threw it in my air fryer.
Well, I don't have an air fryer.
Well, you should get one because they are your best friends.
No. That's a no.
I hear a lot about those air fryers. Our friend Flo Walsh that has the blind side of cooking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She uses, every day she's using an air fryer. I don't know from an air fryer. I wouldn't even...
Oh, I use my air fryer sometimes a couple times a day.
But you're not really frying, right? You're it's not frying per se.
No,
but it's the effect of frying just with the hot air. So you get that crisp, you get the crunch that you would typically from frying it in oil, but with without all those extra calories.
Oh.
Yeah, is right.
So Liz.
Yes, ma'am.
Today we were talking, I don't know if you heard the interview, Sheila interviewed our friend Cindy Hollis.
Yes, ma'am, I was on.
Oh, okay, so yeah, I did see you were on. I didn't know if you were on for the whole interview. So that's our theme today, talking about women who are blind and the challenges of raising children. Well, actually, you weren't blind all your life though, right?
No, I was not. I actually, this September, it'll be 11 years that I lost my sight. I lost all of my sight from diabetic retinopathy at the age of 27. Mm-hmm. My son was 8 years old and I was going through a pretty nasty divorce at the same time.
I think that's when we first met you. I remember.
Yes, it was shortly thereafter. Yeah.
And I'm trying to think how it was that we met you, but I remember this. Yeah.
I called in.
Oh, okay.
I called in and you heard a little about my story and we kept in communication and I've been coming back ever since. I'm like one of those puppies. You know, I always got to come all around you.
So Logan was 8 years old. So that's still, that's a challenge. So tell the audience, you know, what your challenges were.
Well, honestly, I think it was more in terms of my own acceptance of this new change. Children are very resilient. Children have this innocence and innate well-being that they're already born with. I mean, we all are born with that. But after a certain period of time, society and culture and community pushes beliefs and values onto our children, and they kind of grow up with these different ideas. But when the kids are still young enough and they're still able to be molded, I found great pride in how supportive Logan was. And it wasn't just Logan, but as I call them, his little friends at the time too, they were all very supportive because nobody wants Miss Liz to get hurt when we go to her house. So, you know, I'd make all these funny, silly rules. I'd line them up at the top of the stairs when they'd come over and be like, all right, where do shoes go? Out of the walkway so I don't fall down the stairs and break my face. If any rules are broken, I will hang you outside by your toes with duct tape from the roof and let the birds peck at you until your parents come to pick you back up. Now, obviously, I was joking, but, you know, it got the kids learning that just because I had a disability didn't mean that it was a bad thing or a negative thing. You know, I could joke around. I can have fun just like everybody else. But I was also very serious, and they knew. You know, sometimes I would purposely throw one of the bar stools in the dining room on the floor to make it sound like I fell off and I'd lay sprawled out on the floor and they'd come running out. Oh my goodness, Miss Liz, what happened? And it's like, well, who left the stool out? Who didn't push the stool back in? You know, so it taught them responsibility and safety for their own lives. Parents started calling me going, what did you do with Justin? He's pushing all the chairs in after we eat. He's taking the dishes and rinsing them off and putting them in the dishwasher. And it's like, well, isn't that what they're supposed to be doing? To me, that was my normal. But I did challenge or feel frustrated with the lack of independence and being able to do transportation. And that's where I've been so grateful. Logan's friends and their families would come. We became part of their family. So they would come and pick Logan up and take them to family events. Take them to Boy Scouting, camping events, all different kinds of adventures he would get to go on. And to me, that was a beautiful thing.
So you'd say Sheila, you would agree with that also, that one of the biggest challenges is then the transportation.
Oh, when my boys were playing baseball, we would walk to the ball field, thank God, because we lived close enough to, you know, but it was such a challenge for me to make sure that my kids had, you know, a way to go, because it was important for me for them to be able to do whatever normal boys did.
Yeah, that's probably the most heartbreaking when you can't get where you want to go.
No, it's heartbreaking because my boys did baseball, basketball, wrestling, golf. I mean, they did everything.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it breaks your heart to know that you can't get them there, because my ex was in the military and he was gone. He was out to sea and, you know, I couldn't drive him to practice.
That must have been really upsetting. Liz and Sheila, we have a caller on the line that would like to say hello. We have Dave from Fern Park. I believe it's our co-host, Dave.
Hi, Dave. Good evening, ladies and gents. Very happy Mother's Day to you moms.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
The most important job in the world, I would say. But, awesome to talk to you on Mother's Day. And I appreciate the nice shout-out to my Brenda. She's going to call in later. She's outside checking our plants.
Okay. That'd be nice.
But I just wanted to mention Mother's Day on a different angle and about difficulties because Sheila, of course, you know our friend Sharon McDonald had told me I remember a few years ago about a story about a Jamaican lady who had a baby and she was going to fly from Jamaica to the United States and they would not let her travel with her baby without a basically a chaperone or a helper or whatever because they did not feel that she was competent even though she was completely competent but just the idea of a blind lady taking care of her own kid on a plane they were uptight about that so I think it's I mean fortunately here in the States I don't think they can do that at this point but in Jamaica, they did evidently. So it's kind of
well. And Dave, unfortunately, we've had situations, and in fact, one of our members in Florida, it was a blind father and mother, and they had a baby, and the DCF said, you know, we can't let that baby go home with you because you're both blind, and how are you going to take care of it?
Oh no!
Oh, yeah. That's outrageous.
What was the end result of that?
Well, the end result was they were able to take the baby home because we got a lot of others involved in the whole thing. Wow. But it does happen, and it's just so unjust. And it's
talk about
archaic.
Discrimination, you know.
It is discrimination, and it's archaic for anybody to think that because you're blind, you can't take care of a baby.
Exactly.
Because you can.
Well, thank you, Dave, for calling in. Thanks,
we Dave.
Appreciate that. Thanks, Dave.
All right, thank you. Dave. And Brenda will call us as okay. Here before
thank
long.
You,
thanks.
Dave. Thanks. Liz, thank you, Dave. Liz, what they're saying, did that ever happen to you? Were you ever challenged by sighted people saying that you couldn't take care of Logan?
I was. And that is one thing that we make a big joke about in my family now is whatever you do, don't tell mom she can't do something because she will do whatever it takes to prove you wrong. I did have people question whether I was going to be able to do it. And I said, if I am a type 1 diabetic and I have survived this long by myself, you know, doing what I'm doing and caring for a child, there's no reason why I can't care for a child too. And, you know, it's also a matter of advocating for yourselves, advocating for your kids, telling people what you need and what you don't need. You know, if somebody's offering you help that you don't need, there's no problem saying, you know what, I really appreciate that offer, but I've got this. Thanks. You know, there were times where Logan and I would walk to the grocery store. Friends would stop, hey, can we give you a ride? You know what? No, we really are enjoying the fresh air today, but thanks. You know, there are times it's needed and times it's not. And obviously when it's needed, of course, we're going to ask for it because we do anything for our children. But it's also a matter of building resilience and building that tenacity in our children to be able to bounce back and to learn, you know what? I can go through hell and back and still make it out on top. Because it's all how I choose to view this situation and how I choose to respond to it.
And now I see why you got your certification in life coaching.
Well, thank you.
If anybody out there wants to call and talk to Liz real quick, it's 407-894-1680. And Liz, will you be in Schaumburg this summer?
I will not be in Schaumburg this summer. However, I do hope to be in Jacksonville next year.
Oh, gosh.
I am actually facing some pretty significant health concerns right now.
Yes, sorry.
Oh, no. This is all part of life. And, you know, it's not going to tear me down. It's good. Only going to give me another opportunity to keep moving up the ladder. Good. You know, we're all given challenges to overcome, and I'll just keep overcoming them till I get to the top.
That's wonderful. So do you have any advice to give any blind parents out there as to what they can do to make their lives and their children's lives better.
Absolutely. Don't feel sorry for your kids. Don't feel sorry for the life that you've been dealt. We've all been given, you know, a certain life path that we're meant to follow. And if, you know, if we start feeling sorry for ourselves, we all fall into that victim mentality. And especially growing up as a child, then to have parents with disabilities, you may think, oh, well, I'm needy. I need all of this because my mom and dad are going to need this. And I'm good. No, no, you stand up on your own 2 feet. You make it happen. You figure it out. Isn't that, you know, when I work with my guide dog, that's what I tell him when he comes up on a situation that he just unsure of something that's new. Figure it out. You got it. Let's go. You can do this. You know, we have each other. We're working through it together. So never for 1 second doubt your abilities, but it is okay to still ask for help. There's a difference in asking for help versus doubting your own abilities. If you believe you can make it happen, you can achieve absolutely anything.
I have to interrupt.
Liz, you're just,
I have to interrupt. Just, you are yes, fabulous. Sir. You are really fabulous. I mean, you know what? A sighted person listening to you right now.
I get choked up listening to Liz. I just do.
When they say about the Blind and Beyond radio show, it's conversations like what you're doing right now that make Blind and Beyond radio show, because a sighted people listening to this right now, listening to you, because you're great. You are something else. You make us
think
in every way, shape, or form. I have certain problems about myself, and I start thinking about what you just said. And I say, you know what? Screw it. You're right. You are 100% right, Miss. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. And it really, truly is that I want to impress upon everybody. All it is a choice. You can choose to be grumpy about it, sad, depressed, you know, upset. Let it take over your life, feel sorry for yourself, fall into that victim mentality. Or you can choose to say, you know what, I want to feel good. Thoughts, actions follow thoughts. Thoughts create our reality. You know, thoughts create our emotions and our feelings. So you just, people need to learn, it's not the thought. It's whether or not we choose to respond or react to those thoughts that we have. And the more we think from a different perspective, the more angles we'll be able to see. And as the wonderful, wonderful musicians and poets of this world say, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. And it's very true.
Well, thank you so much. We're going to go to the top of the hour momentarily, but we wanted to thank you without rushing you off.
Oh, thank you. You guys have a wonderful evening. And thanks so much for having me.
Liz, happy Mother's Day.
Same to you, dear. Take care, everyone.
Give our regards to Logan, okay?
Yes.
I most certainly will.
We'll be in touch, Liz.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, everyone.
Love you, Liz.
Love you. Take care.
Love you guys, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
That's something. Mm-hmm. You cited folks that are listening to the show right now.
Take things for granted.
That's right. Listen to what she just said. I'm thinking right now, thinking about myself, that I have to grow up.
Me too.
It's something what Jesus said. We're going to go to break.
Yeah, 7:59.
We're going to go break. Don't go away. We just be right back in a few minutes. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Stay tuned, and we got a lot more coming up.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.